Well, anyways, we are continuing, brothers, in a theme, okay, that is throughout the New Testament, okay, of something that Jesus started, which has become a reality in the life of every follower of Jesus Christ, and that is to live and be in Christ, okay? And it's a mysterious statement. You know, what does that mean, to be in Christ, okay? Well, brothers, it means that, first of all, you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one essence, one dimension of me of the term to be in Christ. Vamos, estamos estudiando el tema, hermanos, de estar en Cristo Jesús, de vivir en Cristo Jesús, de existir en Cristo Jesús, ya que hemos recibido a Él como Señor y Salvador, ¿verdad? Y el primer significado de estar en Cristo es, tienes que primeramente tener una relación con Él. Si no tienes una relación con Cristo, una relación en que estás salvo, perdonado, redimido, pues no estás en Cristo, claramente. El momento que te salvas, estás en Cristo. The moment you're saved, you have entered into that relationship, saving relationship, you are in Christ. Okay, you are in Christ. You are in under the umbrella of all the blessings and promises that He has for those who are His. Okay. Cuando eres salvo, hermano, entras en Cristo como si estás bajo de una paraguas de todas las bendiciones y la protección y promesas que tenemos en Cristo Jesús. Y eso es lo que estamos descubriendo ahorita. And that's the things that we're covering right now. What are all those things? What does it mean to be in Christ? How do I access it? How do I, you know, experience it? If you don't know about it, they go right past you. You don't even realize, okay? When we first started, we talked about how God chose us to be adopted in Christ. Okay, He chose us. We didn't choose Him. He pointed the view. I want you, and it wasn't when we were born that He said that. He before the foundation of the world. Okay, He knew us. Okay, He predestined us. He chose us. Okay. That's in Ephesians chapter 1. Y miramos, hermanos, que estar en Cristo, hemos cubrido de antemano que significa, hermanos, ser adoptado en Cristo. Cuando tú viniste a la salvación, viniste a Cristo para ser salvo, nos damos cuenta que el Padre nos adoptó en Cristo Jesús. En el momento que pertenecemos a Jesús, somos adoptados en la familia de Dios. ¿Ya? Él nos escogió a nosotros, no nosotros a Él. Y eso es importante porque forma nuestra identidad. It's important, brothers, to know this and live like it because it forms our identity. Okay, I am a child of God. Soy un hijo de Dios. And also we have an inheritance in Christ. If we're His son, then we are also inheriting the kingdom and all that it comes with it because we're in Christ Jesus. Y también somos herederos del reino. Porque estamos en Cristo también. ¿Eh? We saw that in Christ we are also forgiven and justified. También supimos que en Cristo estamos perdonados y justificados. Porque estamos en Cristo. If you're not in Christ, you have yet to be forgiven. Your sins have not been acquitted. That's what it means to be justified. There's no acquittal for you yet. Yeah? Until you come under the lordship and saving relationship of Jesus Christ. So in Christ we have forgiveness. We have acquittal of all our mistakes, of all our sins. Todos nuestros fracasos y todos nuestros pecados, hermanos, estamos nosotros redimidos. Estamos justificados, hermanos. ¿Eh? And also, when we were in Palm Sunday, brothers, we saw that one of the benefits that we have to choose, brothers, that's available is that we can rejoice in Christ. Because we have that relationship with Christ, that God loves us, that we're children of God, and we don't have to give an account of our sins, okay? Because we've repented and we're following His Son. Brothers, we can rejoice in whatever difficult circumstances come our way. We can rejoice at any time. The joy of the Lord, brothers, not based on circumstances, but based on my relationship with God, okay? Based on His greatness, based on His covering me with His goodness, His protection, His eternal life. Ahora también supimos, hermanos, en el Domingo de Palmas, de Ramos, que podemos también gozarnos en el Señor Jesús. Because we're in Christ, we can rejoice in Christ, okay? In whatever circumstances. En todo, cualquier sea nuestra circunstancia, podemos gozarnos nosotros porque estamos en una relación eterna, permanente con Dios, ¿verdad? Nos cubre, nos protege, ¿verdad? No nos protege las tribulaciones, ¿no? Claramente, porque aún Dios usa las tribulaciones para qué? Engrandecer y mejorar nuestra fe. Dios usa todas las cosas para el bien, para los que lo aman, dice la palabra de Dios. Todas las cosas, ahí están las tribulaciones, ¿verdad? Ahí explica las tribulaciones. So it's pretty clear, brothers, that even in tribulation we can rejoice because God says God uses all things for good for those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. So that explains tribulations, even if you're a Christian. Yeah, why do I have to? Because God uses all those things for good. What? To conform me to the image of his son. Yeah, as I grow in my faith and trust him in difficulties. Entre más tribulación viene en mi dirección, hermano, yo puedo saber que Dios me va a moldar conforme a la imagen de su hijo, porque estoy creciendo en mi fe. Y ese es el resultado, hermanos, de los tiempos duros. Dios me está moldando. Dios me está moldando. So today I want to talk about something else. We're going to focus in chapter 8. Okay? Vamos a estar en capítulo 8 de Romanos. And really we're going to see all the benefits of, if God is for us. Okay? If God is for us, how does that benefit us? We know that in the second phrase, if God is for us, who could be against us? Miramos el título de hoy, hermanos, que si Dios es por nosotros, sabemos que dice la palabra, entonces, ¿quién puede estar contra nosotros, verdad? Si Dios está conmigo, ¿verdad? Entonces, vamos a ver aquí cuáles son las realidades espirituales actuales de estar en Cristo Jesús, hermanos. We're going to look at some of the current realities of being in Christ, okay? Of being in Christ. If God is for you, brothers, he's got you. He's got you. You're protected and shielded, okay? Because you got a relationship with Jesus Christ. Si estás en Cristo Jesús, hermano, estás protegido. Estás protegido por Dios, porque estás en Cristo Jesús. Tienes una relación con Él. Now, you should always be wondering, you know, if you don't dismiss if a doubt comes into your mind, do I have a relationship with Christ? It's a serious thing, brothers. Don't dismiss it. Follow it through. And let God give you the answer. Let his word give you the answer on that one. You don't want to get, you know, to the next life and find out you never had a relationship. You were mistaken. Okay? You don't want to get there like that. Si te viene una duda, si tienes una relación con Cristo o no, no la hagas a un lado, ese pensamiento, hermanos. Pero ¿qué? Sigue ese pensamiento y busca, y deja que Dios te dé la respuesta si tienes un, que Jesús te dé una respuesta si tienes una relación con Él. Que la palabra de Dios te explique si tienes una relación con Él. Porque no quieres llegar a la siguiente vida y saber que estabas equivocado. No, hermanos, no debemos. So, I want to hit three areas, brothers. Three areas in Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 8. Quiero hablar de tres áreas, hermanos, de realidades de estar en Cristo Jesús. I'll go one at a time. You want to follow in your notes, you can do that and fill those in as we go. You want the answers, you don't get them out, go to the website, it's on your bulletin. Primeramente, first of all, believers are unaccusable because they are in Christ. Okay? They are unaccused. They cannot be accused. That no charge be given, can be made against them, and it will stick, brothers. Yeah. Primeramente, miramos que los creyentes son inacusables porque están en Cristo. Inacusables. No pueden ser acusados. No dije que son inexcusables. Dije inacusables. Es una diferencia aquí. Nadie le puede hacer una carga, una acusación, y que se le pegue, hermanos. Se le pegue. ¿Por qué? Why is that? Why are they unaccusable? Okay, let's look and see what it says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 33. In Romanos 8, 33. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Okay, and the question really means, who can bring a charge that'll stick? That'll be catastrophic to the believer. Dice la primera pregunta, ¿quién acusará a los escogidos de Dios? Esta pregunta implica, hermanos, que una acusación que se le pegue, que sea para una acusación, hermanos, que tumbe al creyente y que lo despegue de la bondad de Dios, que lo despegue de la salvación, hermano. Nah, eso es lo que está preguntando. ¿A quién acusará a los escogidos de Dios? Let's go on. God is the one who justifies. Okay? And we already learned that we already been just because we are in Christ. Yeah? Dice aquí, Dios es el que justifica. Ya sabemos que, que el escogido de Dios ya está justificado. Who is the one who condemns? Who's the one that can possibly condemn? It's not the one who accuses, brothers, that condemns. It's God, okay? Christ, Jesus, okay? All judgment has been given to the Son, Jesus said. Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Yeah? El 34 dice, ¿quién es el que condena? Y sabemos que no es el diablo el que nos acusa, el que condena. Pero dice aquí, Cristo Jesús es el que murió. Sí, más aún el que resucitó, el que además está a la diestra de Dios. ¿Y qué está haciendo la diestra de Dios? Dice, el que también intercede por nosotros. Está a la diestra de Dios y está intercediendo por nosotros. It's the very last part is very important. He who is at the right hand of God, that's Jesus. He's at the right. What's he doing at the right hand of God? Who also intercedes for us. He's speaking on our behalf. Yeah? At the right hand of the Father. So believers have, one of the things we need to understand, brother, believers have unlimited leverage in Christ. Okay? Unlimited leverage. Tenemos que entender que los creyentes tienen una influencia ilimitada en Cristo Jesús. Give you a story. I'll give you a little story. Una ilustración, hermanos. The word, brothers, palanca, it's in Spanish, it means leverage, became very popular on our mission trip to Mexicali, okay, back when I was in college. That word became very important. See, when you go to Mexicali, especially if you're not a native of Mexico, you start learning a lot of words, okay? Good words, brothers, not bad words. Okay, you start learning good words. Okay. La palabra palanca, hermano, cuando yo estaba en el colegio, yo iba de misiones cada semana de resurrección, ¿verdad? Yo iba con un grupo de americanos de otra iglesia a Mexicali como misionero para llevar la palabra, para evangelizar, ¿verdad? Y en uno de los grupo de nosotros que nos tocaba un cierto ejido, íbamos en un van y la palabra palanca se hizo muy importante, ¿verdad? I wasn't driving, but they were driving, you know, and I was a passenger, and they had a hard time navigating those roundabouts, okay? You've seen those new roundabouts they put in here? Okay? People get confused, right? They don't know, they stop when they shouldn't stop, they go when they shouldn't go, you know, it's confusing, okay, to a lot of people who are not used to it. Esos americanos, cuando yo iba con ellos, eran jóvenes también. They were young people, okay? Llegaban a las glorietas y no sabían cómo navegar las glorietas, ¿verdad? Y aquí empezaron a ponerlas aquí, ¿verdad? Las glorietas chiquitas, ¿verdad? Pero allá eran grandísimas y un montón de carros iban dando vuelta ahí y no sabían cómo meterse y cómo salirse. Y cuando les tocaba, ¡ay! Se nos fue y no sabían cómo hacer todo eso, ¿verdad? So they would get into these roundabouts that were giants, brother. They're not like the ones here. They were huge. You know, you had 50 cars in there at one time, okay? Just glowing in circles and knowing when to get in, when to get out. And they didn't know when to do that, you know? And so they were like stuck and they didn't know how to do it. And finally, brothers, I kept saying, just go in. They wouldn't go in, okay? And then finally, when the big truck would come, park next to them, and then jump in, they would get in behind them, okay? And they started using these big trucks, okay, as leverage to get in there, okay, and make their way around the roundabout. Y empezaron a usar las trocas grandes que venían y se metían por un ladito de ellos para que les dé palanca, para entrar, ¿verdad? Y salir, ¿eh? Y cada vez que entraban, porque había una troca grande, estaban usando una troca, todos gritaban, ¡palanca! ¡Palanca! And they started yelling, ¡palanca! You know, every time they would use a big truck or a bus to get in there and navigate and get around those roundabouts, they started yelling. It was, everybody in the bus, in the van would start yelling, ¡palanca! You know, ¡palanca! ¡Palanca! You know, and it was mentioned, they were saying leverage. We're using that big truck as leverage in order to do what we need to do. Okay, and one of the things in third world countries, brothers, that is true is that people trust leverage, connections more than they do the justice system. Okay, if you know somebody, okay, up there, high up there, then you have an incredible advantage, okay, in getting things done, okay, in protecting you, okay, and getting access to certain resources. If you have connection, if you have palanca, if you have leverage, brothers, that's how it works in the third world nations. And that's how it works also in Mexico. En el mundo donde, hermanos, las cosas no son naciones ricas, ¿verdad? La gente, hermanos, ponen su confianza en sus conexiones y sus relaciones que tienen con personas de influencia. Y por medio de ellos tienen ellos palanca para hacer cosas, para adquirir recursos, ¿verdad? Y así trabaja en esos mundos, en esas culturas. Son más importante tener palanca que confiar en el sistema judicial. Porque si tú conoces al abogado, o si conoces al juez, o eres primo del nieto, ahí te la vas a ganar, ¿verdad? Te la vas a ganar. So, if you were hoping to get a loan, you better have leverage. You better have palanca in that world. Si quieres tener un préstamo del banco, ojalá que tengas palanca en el banco y la vas a conseguir. If you want a favorable outcome at the next trial that you're facing, you better have palanca. And lots of it. Si quieres una... Que si tienes, vas a ir a la corte porque tienes una demanda contra ti, ojalá que tengas una palanca y mucha palanca, ¿verdad? Y entonces te va a ir bien con el juez. Yeah. Well, brothers, that's what the world in which the New Testament is written, okay? They saw the importance of this, of having leverage, okay? Of having leverage. En ese mundo, la gente tenía tenían mucha esperanza y tenían mucho deseo de tener palanca con alguien, ¿verdad? Let's go. Let me tell you what happened. Well, in those days, brothers, if you went to the judge, you went to the king. Back in the old world, you went to the king. He was the judge. En el mundo viejo, hermanos, cuando tú ibas a la corte, ibas de enfrente del rey. No había jueces, a menos que sea una nación grandísima, pero vivas al rey y él era el juez, ¿verdad? Era el juez. Y el rey tenía uno de que lo aconsejaba a su diestra. Uno que lo aconsejaba. Que el rey no sabía algo, le preguntaba a su consejero y el consejero le decía, mira, esto es y esto. Y él, pues sí, ¿verdad? Y juzgaba el rey, ¿verdad? And back in those days, the king had an advisor, the royal advisor at his right hand. And he would advise the king, especially in terms of judgments, okay, that needed to be made. The royal advisor had a great influence, okay? And brothers, you know that Jesus, okay? We need to understand also that Christ Jesus intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father, okay? That's what it says up there. Doesn't it say that? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also, what's he doing there? Intercedes for us. Muy claramente dice que Jesús, el que también intercede por nosotros, a la diestra del Padre. Yeah. Tú tienes palanca, porque Cristo está a la diestra del Padre, hablando por ti. You have, brothers, connections. You have palanca, you have leverage in Christ Jesus, okay? Because he's at the right hand of the Father and he's speaking in your behalf. In your behalf. You got palanca. Unlimited palanca. Yeah? Sin límites, hermanos, esa palanca. Porque Jesús es el que está intercediendo por ti. The devil accuses us of something. Jesus leans over to the Father and he says, this is one of mine. He's a loyal subject of yours. He's a faithful servant.
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed. Cuando el diablo nos acusa de algo, ¿qué hace Jesús a la diestra del Padre? Se inclina y le dice al Padre, este es uno de los míos que tú me diste, es un siervo fiel y él me ama. Y el Padre dice, el caso está despedido porque tienes palanca. You got leverage, brother. You got leverage. When you read this, you thank God. You thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being there for me. Gracias, Jesús, porque ahí estás por mí, a la diestra del Padre. Yeah, brothers. Isn't that incredible? That's why, brothers, believers are unaccusable. No matter what the devil flings at us, whatever mud, brothers, it's not going to stick. Por eso no somos inacusables, hermanos, porque estamos en Cristo Jesús para siempre. Dele gracias al Señor. Yeah. Dele gracias al Señor. Thank the Lord for that. So there he is, brothers. Ahí está el Señor Jesús. Yeah. For everybody who loves him, who belongs to him, he's there. He's there. And that's the final court that matters, brother. That's the supreme of all supreme courts. Who's standing there defending us? It's Jesus. Yeah. It's Jesus. Second thing, brothers, okay? Second reality of what it means to be in Christ Jesus here is that believers are undefeatable because they are in Christ. La segunda cosa, hermanos, que por estar en Cristo es que los creyentes son invencibles, hermanos. Son invencibles. Porque tenemos una conexión con Cristo. ¿Eh? Estamos en Cristo. ¿Eh? We're invincible. Let's look what the word says here. Now, go to Romans chapter 8, verse 36. Chapter 8, verse 36. But in all these things, we're going to talk about what all those things are, okay? In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Okay. He's talking about you and I. Okay. Pero en todas estas cosas, ¿cuáles son, hermano? Ahorita vamos a hablar. Somos más que vencedores por medio de aquel que nos amó. Por medio de Jesús somos más que vencedores. Through Jesus, brothers, you are more than conquerors. Okay. Now Jesus did a lot of conquering, okay? And because he conquered, we're benefiting, okay? He says, you can share the conquest with me, okay? Even though I did it, okay? You can reap the benefits, okay? Jesús tuvo mucha conquista, hermanos. Hizo muchas conquistas y nos deja a nosotros compartir en esa conquista y beneficiar de su conquista, hermanos. Believers are more than conquerors through him. Okay? So, más que vencedor por medio de él. We don't do the conquering, brothers. We get to benefit. Okay? The power. and his battles that he waged before we even came. Okay? Let's look at the first one. Death has been conquered for us, brothers. Okay? La muerte ha sido conquistada por nosotros. Por nosotros, Jesús conquistó la muerte. And we saw that last week, yeah? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Okay? It was the conquest of the grave, the conquest over sin, yeah? Conquest over death. Jesús conquistó el pecado, la muerte y la tumba, hermanos. Miramos la semana pasada. Yeah? La semana pasada. But here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, okay? Notice what it says here. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? And he's talking about how he conquered death, okay, for us. En 1 Corintios 15, 57 dice, pero a Dios gracias que nos ha dado la victoria por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Yeah. He gives us the victory, brothers. He conquered death. He conquered the law of God, okay? He kept the law perfectly. All the commandments of God, he kept them perfectly for us. Él cumplió toda la ley de Dios perfectamente para nosotros, fíjate. Y luego pagó por todos los pecados por medio con su sangre. And then he paid for all our sins with his blood. Okay? And then he conquered death for us. Y luego, hermanos, conquistó la muerte, la tumba por nosotros. Resucitándose el tercer día. Rising from the dead the third day. Okay? That was all for our benefit, brothers. Todo fue para nuestro beneficio. Number two, okay? Satan was dealt a mortal blow through the cross of Christ. Okay? Our greatest enemy, brothers, and the enemy of our soul is Satan. But he was given the mortal blow. Okay? He's bleeding out. Okay? He has a short time. Okay? And he's doing as much damage as he can while he still has the opportunity. Okay. Miramos aquí, hermanos, que Satanás, dice aquí, recibió un golpe mortal a través de la cruz de Cristo. A través de la cruz de Cristo, él recibió ese golpe, hermanos, y se está desangrándose, podemos decir. Le queda poco tiempo y está tratando de ser el máximo destrucción y muerte mientras él tiene la oportunidad, mientras Cristo no regresa. Until Jesus hasn't come yet, he's going to do as much damage as he can. He's going to take as many people as he can with him. Va a tratar de llevarse el máximo la cantidad de almas que se vayan con él, hermanos, al infierno. Number three, full conquest will be realized at the resurrection. Full conquest for us will be realized. Cuando venga la conquista completa, hermanos, o total, se va a realizar cuando venga la resurrección de los justos. Cuando venga Jesús por su iglesia en el rapto. When Jesus comes and raptures the church, the resurrection of the righteous will happen, brothers, and raise up all who have trusted in Christ in that moment from the grave. Okay? And the full realization of the victory over death, brothers, over the tomb will be realized. Okay? We'll be raised with physical bodies. Okay? From the tomb to be with the Lord forever. So brother, he's done a lot, okay? A lot has happened there. And so we're undefeatable. So what if I die? So Satan still can deceive, can tempt us, can even have us killed, okay? If God allows it. Yeah? And even all those things cannot defeat us. Even if I'm killed, I'm in the presence of the Lord. Okay? I've just taken the elevator, okay, to heaven. Yeah. Si me matan, hermanos, ¿qué puede hacer la muerte contra mí? Es el elevador, hermanos, que me lleva a mí a la presencia de Dios. ¿Eh? La muerte, fíjate. Ni dientes tiene ya. Death has no teeth, brothers, because it takes me into the presence of the Lord. Yeah. We are undefeatable. Huh? But when the Lord returns, brothers, the full victory will be realized. Satan, brother, will be captured. He'll be defeated, captured, chained, and then flung into the abyss. We're going to get to see that. Okay? We're going to get to see that. Cuando venga Jesús, hermanos, la batalla contra Satanás va a ser ganada completamente. Él va a ser derrotado con todo su ejército en ese momento, va a ser encadenado, ¿eh? Y luego va a ser arrojado, hermanos, al abismo. Y nos va a tocar a todos verlo. ¿Eh? Nos va a tocar a todos verlo. Yeah. So, brothers, believers are undefeatable. But sometimes we don't feel undefeatable. We feel defeated sometimes, okay? En veces no nos sentimos nosotros invencibles. En veces nos sentimos un poco cateados y derrotados y tumbados, ¿verdad? Well, let's go to the second part, brothers. Okay? Believers are inseparable because they are in Christ. That's one of the biggest dangers, brothers, of having a relationship. Human relationships is that you can hurt that relationship. You can break that relationship because of things that are said, things that are done, okay? Things that other people say, okay? It can break those relationships and there can be a separation, a permanent separation. Yeah? Algo, la siguiente punto, hermanos, es que los creyentes son inseparables porque están en Cristo. Inseparables. ¿Con quién? Con Dios. Pero, hermanos, vivimos en un mundo humano, hermanos, donde casi toda la relación puede ser quebrantada. Puede haber separación, hermanos, por algo que hacemos, algo que decimos, algo que no hacemos, o algo que otra persona hace o dice y nos afecta la relación y puede quebrar un matrimonio, puede quebrar una amistad. Relationships, marriages can be broken, friendships can be broken, brothers, in this world. And so there's always a danger, brothers, that we say, what happens if me and God, if that relationship is broken, there's a fear there in the soul, okay? But God wants you to know you don't need to fear that, okay? With Him. El alma de esas tiene ese temor de qué pasa si esa relación con mi Dios se quebra. Pero Cristo quiere que sepas esta mañana que eso es imposible con Él. ¿Eh? Es imposible. Somos inseparables. We're inseparable brothers with Christ Jesus. Okay. Let's see what the Word of God says. Vamos a ver lo que dice Romanos 8:38. Says 35, perdón. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Who? And he goes on through some things that affect people that wind up being leaving God because of these things happening. He says, will tribulation cause you to leave the Lord? Huh? Or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Okay. The obvious answer, brothers, for the true believer is no. Okay. Is no. Dice aquí la palabra, ¿quién nos separará del amor de Cristo? Okay. ¿Quién? Y luego nos da una lista de cosas que en veces a las personas deciden dejar la iglesia, deciden dejar de andar con Dios porque les pasa estas cosas. ¿A poco la tribulación? ¿O angustia? ¿O persecución? ¿O hambre? ¿O desnudez? ¿O peligro? ¿O espada? Y para el creyente verdadero, hermano, esto es imposible. Y porque nos dice aquí, brincando al 38, look at verse 38, he jumps to verse 38, for I am convinced, notice what Paul said, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That promise, brothers, is for you and me. That relationship cannot be broken. ¿Qué dice aquí? La promesa. Porque estoy convencido, dice Pablo, convencido de que ni la muerte, ni la vida, ni ángeles, ni principados, ni lo presente, ni lo porvenir, ni los poderes, está hablando de cosas del demonio, hermano, poderes del demonio, ni lo alto, ni lo profundo, ni ninguna otra cosa creada nos podrá separar del amor de Dios, que es que en Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro. Porque estás en Cristo Jesús, hermanos, estás en una relación ahora que no puede ser separado del Padre ni de Jesús. Because you're in Christ Jesus, brothers, you're in a relationship that cannot be broken. You're inseparable from the Father, from the Son. Huh? Nothing that hell can throw at you or me can separate us. Yeah? Nothing. Yeah. So Jesus will never stop loving those who are His. Yeah? Jesús nunca va a dejar de amar los que son suyos. Nada puede separarlo. Ese amor. His love can never be separated from you and I, brothers. But the question is, what can we, the believers, separate ourselves from the love of Christ? That's another question. Y la otra pregunta es esta, hermanos. ¿A poco nosotros, como creyentes, a poco podemos nosotros separarnos del amor de Cristo por algo que nosotros estamos haciendo o hicimos? Esa es otra pregunta. That's a fear that people have, the Christians have. Es un temor que los cristianos tienen, ¿sí? Shall we answer that? Let's answer that, brothers. First of all, they cannot be separated. Yeah, we know that. No pueden ser separados los cristianos del amor de Cristo. Él va a seguir amándonos. But brothers, believers can't even separate themselves from the love of Christ. Pero esta es la otra realidad, hermanos, que los creyentes ni siquiera pueden separarse sí mismos del amor de Cristo. ¿Eh? Él te va a seguir amando. ¿Eh? Si eres un verdadero hijo de Dios. ¿Eh? Si estás en Cristo Jesús. If you're in Christ Jesus, if you are a child of God, a real child of God, brother, not even you can separate yourselves from the love of Christ. Let's look it up. Okay, how do you know, Pastor? How do you know? Okay. Well, that's the meaning of verse 25. Huh? That was the meaning of verse 25. Where was verse 25? Let me go back. It's 35. I'm sorry. Es el significado de esta interpretación, hermanos, del versículo 35. Contesta si yo me puedo separar. Yeah? Why? Cuando me vienen tribulaciones, ¿me puedo yo separar de Cristo? Cuando vienen angustias o persecución o hambre o desnudez o peligro, ¿me van a causar a mí que yo deje a mi Dios? Hermanos, ahí la respuesta es que no. Está indicando que no. Son cosas que a lo mejor, ¿verdad? Yeah. Well, it says here, who will separate from the love of Christ? And these are things that can happen to me. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Yeah. And we can say, I want to end this right now. So I'm going to quit going to church. Okay. I got financial problems. Yeah. I got to work 7 days out of the week. Yes. That means you're leaving God, but it's the first step. Okay, it's the first step. So all these things, brothers, Satan will throw at you and say, God's the problem. This is why these things are happening to you. God's the problem. As soon as you stop doing this, following God, you know, obeying Him, you know, refusing to lie, you know, and all these good things that God wants, if you stop doing those, your problems are going to go away. El diablo dice, si tú dejas de decir la verdad, dejas de ir a la iglesia, dejas de hablar de Cristo, se te van a ir todos estos problemas. Se te van a ir estos problemas. Let me give you an example. Let's see if I have it here. No, I don't have it here. See, brothers, one thing that we need to understand is that God gives the believer an unbreakable faith against all attacks. Okay? An unbreakable faith. That's the key, brothers, to keeping us in the love of Christ. Okay? Dios da al creyente verdadero una fe inquebrantable, hermanos, contra todos los ataques. Okay? ¿Qué dice? 1 Juan 5:4, 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God, okay, overcomes the world. Whatever the world throws at you, okay, or offers you, yeah, overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Okay, God gave you an unbreakable faith. But what if it's a weak faith? It's unbreakable. Even if it's weak, yeah, it's unbreakable. Yeah. Dice aquí la promesa, porque todos los que es nacido de Dios, el creyente, vence al mundo, dice aquí. Y esta es la victoria que ha vencido al mundo, hermanos, nuestra fe. Esa es una fe inquebrantable. Pero mi fe es débil. ¿Cómo? Si mi fe es débil, pues ella es inquebrantable, aunque sea débil. ¿Eh? Yeah. After all that Jesus has done for me, suffered much more than I will ever suffer in this world. Okay? Persecuted, mistreated, endured unimaginable pain for me. Why would I then turn my back on Him? That's the unbreakable faith. I love Him. He saved me. He forgave me. I'm going to endure whatever hardship comes my way. Yeah. La fe inquebrantable dice esto, hermanos. Después de que todo lo que pasó, lo que le pasó a Jesús por mí, hermanos, ¿a poco yo voy a darle mi espalda a Él? Él sufrió, Él aguantó, fue maltratado, Él aguantó dolor imaginable, hermanos, por mí, por mis pecados, hermanos, para mi beneficio. Y ahora, hermanos, yo voy a sufrir lo que sea por Él. That's an unbreakable faith, brothers. God gave it to you. It hasn't been tested yet to its maximum yet, but that's the one you have. Esa es la fe que te ha dado a ti. ¿Eh? Pero aún no ha sido probado hasta ese punto todavía. ¿Eh? Pero esa es la fe que tú tienes, que no puede ser quebrantada. ¿Eh? That's why, brothers, you can never be separated from the love of Christ. Nunca puede ser entonces separado del amor de Cristo. quickly, we got time. I'm so glad. Job, brother, was the example of someone who endured tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword, brothers. He was endured that, okay? But he had an unbreakable faith, okay, that God gave him. Nuestro hermano Job, hermanos, en el libro de Job, miramos el primer capítulo, que él aguantó, hermanos, Esas cosas, tribulación, persecución, hambre, desnudez, peligro, espada, hermano. Él levantó todo eso y perdió mucho, hermanos, pero Dios le dio una fe inquebrantable. Y él estaba sufriendo mucho. He was suffering a lot, and even his wife said, Job, she was tired of seeing him suffer. And she said to him, Job, just curse God and die, okay? And put an end to this suffering. Just curse God and die. Aún la esposa de Job le dijo, después de mirarlo sufrir tanto, le dijo, mira, Job, nomás maldice a Dios y muérete. Y deja de sufrir en esta vida. Maldice a Dios. Fíjate. You know what he said? ¿Qué dijo Job? Naked I came into my mother's womb. Naked I shall return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the faith you have. Este le dijo Job a la mujer. Desnudo salí del vientre de mi madre. Desnudo volveré allá. El Señor dio y el Señor quitó. Bendito sea el nombre del Señor. Fíjate. En vez de maldecir, bendijo al Dios. Esa es la fe que Dios te ha dado a ti. Es la fe que tú tienes. That's the one you have, brothers. So in Christ we are unaccusable, undefeatable, inseparable from His love, because you're in Christ. If you haven't come to Christ yet, what are you waiting for? Yeah. ¿Qué dice? Para concluir, hermanos, en Cristo somos inacusable, invencible, inseparable de Su amor, hermanos. Y si no ha venido todavía a Cristo, todavía, ¿qué estás esperando? ¿Qué estás esperando? So, if God is for us, who can be against us? Si Dios está con nosotros, entonces, ¿quién está contra nosotros? ¿Quién puede? ¿Quién puede? So, here are things to pray about. Cosas para qué orar, hermanos. Trust Christ to defend you against all charges. Yeah. Against all charges. Confía en Cristo para que te defienda de todas las cargas que el enemigo te haga contra ti. Yeah. Jesus is there for you. Ahí está Jesús. Ahí está palanca, hermano. ¿Quieres palanca? Ven. Confía en Cristo. Yeah? Trust in Christ, brothers. We can do this. Instead of just asking God for things, we can also just thank Him as we close. Podemos darle también gracias a Dios en vez de nomás pedir. Thank God who gives you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. That you're invincible in the things that matter. Dale a Cristo gracias que eres invencible, hermano, que te da la victoria. Yeah. And third, brothers, rejoice that your faith will bring praise, glory, and honor when Jesus comes. Okay. Yes, I have the victory now, but not all of it. Okay. We'll see the fullness of it when He returns. Ya tenemos la victoria, pero no la hemos realizado totalmente, ¿verdad? Hasta que no venga Jesús. Yeah. Regocíjese que su fe traerá alabanza, gloria y honor cuando venga Jesús. Let's stand. Vamos a ponernos de pie, hermanos. Yeah. Let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Señor, gracias, Padre Santo, gracias, que eres tan bueno, que nos ha dado tanto, Señor, a nosotros. Y queremos darte gracias, Señor. Queremos alabarte, Señor, que estamos completamente cuidado, defendido. Y que está asegurado, Señor, todo lo bueno que viene, Señor. Porque Tú estás a la diestra, Señor Jesús, de mi Padre Celestial. Dear Father God, thank You so much for all that You've given us in Your Son Jesus. That we're so protected, looked after, provided for, defended. Thank You, Jesus, that You are at the right hand of my Father in heaven, defending me, defending us, Lord, Your people. We just want to love You and say thank You, Lord. Queremos simplemente amarte y darte gracias. Queremos vivir para Ti, Señor, con toda fuerza, con toda confianza, con toda santidad, Señor. Lord, we just want to live for You and live with all righteousness and holiness, Lord, and serve You and show gratitude, Lord, with an obedient life. Oh, Holy Spirit, empower us
And strengthen us, Lord. Espíritu Santo, empodéranos para hacer eso, Señor.
We ask these things in Jesus' name. En el nombre de Jesús.